You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
10 Takes is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Playoffs. Playoffs, 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 playoffs. There's nothing like it. It's so fun. I'm so glad you're here. I have so many takes. I have only a few minutes, 10 exactly, to get them to you. Should we start? We are through the wild card round. We are careening into the best week of the damn football year. So let's just go. 10 takes in 10 minutes. Start the clock. The Eagles are the biggest mystery of this upcoming offseason. They're the biggest mystery of this past regular season, this current playoff season, maybe of the entire 2024 calendar in any walk of life. What the hell happened? This was a 10-1 team that had just beaten the Buffalo Bills in overtime. And the following day, everyone on my show, everyone on any show, and everyone on this show was saying how great they were, how clutch they were. The Eagles are going to go 16-1. They're going to get back to the Super Bowl. And they just completely fell apart. And when something like that happens, you look for an answer. You look for someone's Wikipedia page to deface, someone to harass on social media, if that's your kind of thing. You look to this stack of cataclysmic injuries they suffered, and there's none of that. There's no one to blame. It's not like they had some terrible distraction off the field. It's not like their franchise quarterback blew out his knee and the team just fell apart. It's not like the coach had to step away for health reasons. No! It was all just there, and then poof, it was gone. What the hell happened? I'm so stupid. I think they might beat the Bucs. I think they have so many veterans and so many guys who have been there and have skins on the wall that I know they're in this stupor. But when they finally hit the playoff primetime lights, they'll snap alive and they'll be the Eagles that we know. No. They didn't snap alive. There is no defibrillator paddle you could put to them and yell clear to their stupid, boring, catatonic chest. They're dead. A lot of teams lose. The Cowboys embarrass themselves, but we're used to it. We understand it. I don't even understand the Eagles. It's like the players didn't want to win. What the hell? There's a lot of good veterans on that team. Strangest mystery I've seen in years, and we'll continue to talk about it for months. Topic number two. Take number two. Bills had themselves a party. That was really fun to watch. All of the whole logging of the weather and the updates and the travel concerns. I was supposed to go to Buffalo Saturday night, flight canceled. Sunday morning, flight canceled. Sunday night, flight canceled. I was trying to fly to Rochester and then drive to Buffalo. I was trying to do everything short of taking a Tauntaun from Echo Base, and I couldn't get to Buffalo. The Steelers got to Buffalo, and then they found themselves down 21-0. The Bills executed. They didn't fall on their face in their first home playoff game like they did last year against Cincinnati, inferior opponent without their best player, TJ Watt, 21-0, then just held on. They'll be ready to go, and we're getting the game of AFC dreams next week. Take number three, Josh Allen did his thing. People are – Jason McCourty, I'm going to say people. I'll just name Jason. Who gives a damn? He was in his feelings at Good Morning Football today on Josh Allen's long run, which is the second longest run by a quarterback in the playoffs ever, second only to Colin Kaepernick against the Packers about a decade ago, that Josh Allen did the fake slide and that everyone was nervous about hitting him. And so that's the reason the play went so long. Let me tell you something. If you've done any preparation on Josh Allen, and if you're the Steelers defensive backs, you did. If you really think he was going to slide when some corner or some safety was coming to him and he's 15 yards down the field, that you don't know the guy. I don't know what tape you're watching. He wasn't going to slide. You could get hooked by a lot of fake slides by a lot of people. He wasn't going to slide. If anything, he was going to hurdle you. That run was electric. You saw the fans throw snow in the crowd. Is he going to do that against the Chiefs? Man, if they lose to the Chiefs and they're at home, there's not going to be any excuses. I know the defense is banged up, but you've been waiting for this one at home for years. Huge, huge, huge game. Take number four. Mike Tomlin lost again in the playoffs. And then someone asked a pointed question. Actually, they didn't even ask the question. They just kind of set up the question about his own personal contract. and he walked out of the room. You're going to hear the question. It went like this.
Anyone?
Mike, you have a year left on your contract.
And then Mike just didn't say a word and just walked out. I thought that was rude. I didn't think it was amusing, even in the internet sense of things. I thought it was kind of dumb. And I'll say this. I'm kind of moved past. I think we all should. The Mike Thomas never had a losing record. Never had a losing record. We know. We've talked about it for years. It's admirable. It's impressive. But what has he done after that? When's the last time he won a playoff game? It's been years and years of losses in the wild card round. And since anything, he's done anything past that. And he not only loses, his teams get destroyed in the wild card round. So we constantly say, well, he's never had a losing record. It's like a baseball player saying, I've never struck out. I've never struck. I never, ever go up there and strike out. Okay. Well, do you ever hit a double? Do you ever hit a home run? It's been years since you've hit a home run. Why don't you take a few swings? I'm tired of hearing that you don't strike out. We're trying to be in the business of home runs here, especially for the Steelers, who are the bedrock of the National Football League and rings and banners and everything. Wildcard games aren't good enough, especially when you haven't won anything beyond that for years and years. And most of those wildcard games you get hammered in. But Mike Tomlin has this thing where everyone in the media sort of is just worships him. And I tell you what, the Steelers fans don't. They're really sick of it. Really sick. And I think you'd be hired immediately if they ever let him go, but they won't. They don't let go coaches. Aren't you supposed to let go coaches who don't get the Super Bowls if you're the Steelers? He doesn't. Take number five. The Cowboys are empty calories. And we're a day later now in Cowboys reaction. What does that mean, empty calories? I used to know this guy who was really into fitness and diet and all that stuff, and he would refer to terrible things you put in your body as empty calories. There's no nutritive value. There's no protein. There's not even any quality carbohydrates. There's no vegetables. There's no nutrients. There's no vitamins. It's things like French fries, donuts. They're just sugar and salt. They don't help you in any way. There's nothing you can take from them. The Cowboys season this year, again, was empty calories. CeeDee Lamb had an all-time statistical year for the Cowboys, and who cares? It's tethered to nothing permanent, memorable. Michael Irvin had his records broken by CeeDee Lamb. Michael Irvin did it in Super Bowl seasons. The Cowboys had 12 wins. Who cares? Dak Prescott, fantastic statistical season. Who cares? Empty calories. There has to be something of lasting substance that we can remember you by. The only way we remember the Cowboys this season, if we look back and it's the last year of Mike McCarthy, which we should. Take number six. The Cowboys have bigger questions than the Eagles in the offseason. The Eagles have more questions, like what the hell happened, what the bleep just happened, what in the world just happened, how are we going to change what just happened, how are we going to fix it, what just happened, who's going to play center for us. I'll get to that in a second. And also, my question is, Howie Roseman sitting in his house somewhere up in some office with a cigar saying, you guys are idiots. I did my job. I filled this roster with players. I brought incredible food to the kitchen, and you morons can't cook it. That's your fault. Or was it more like, Howie, I don't know if those signings and those draft picks were as good as you think they were, and maybe you were a little naive about the team chemistry and guys where they are in their career, young guys who don't have it yet, old guys who don't have it anymore. They have more questions, but the Cowboys have bigger questions, namely, who the hell is going to be their head coach? We're right now, as I'm sitting here recording this, it's Tuesday morning. We're 48 hours out almost to the Cowboys lost. They still haven't let Mike McCarthy go yet. What are they thinking about? What is the case for keeping Mike McCarthy? He won 12 wins. And the year before. 1-3 in the playoffs. Like the Steelers, you're purportedly about winning Super Bowls. Move on. You got some big dogs out there looking to be hired. I can't believe Mike McCarthy's still the coach. Take number seven. Jason Kelce retired. I like everybody like Kelce a lot. I mean, you know what my take is on him? I think he's the most famous offensive lineman in history. I think there was a Reddit thread about it too. Someone tweeted me in. I think he's the most famous offensive lineman to ever live. Some of the other suggestions thrown out. Michael Orr, who I don't think is true. Michael Orr, no, I don't think a lot of people know his name. They just know, oh, the blindside guy. And he's more famous because of Sandra Bullock. I saw, you know, the 90s Cowboys. Sure, but they were just kind of a group. I don't think like Nate Newton was terribly as famous as Jason Kelce. I saw Jeff Saturday, cool name, ESPN guy, was a head coach. No, Michael Orr is nothing compared to Jason Kelce, who's an incredible player, an incredible speech, a six-time All-Pro, I think, Super Bowl champion, and his damn brother dates the most famous woman in the world. Take number eight. Here is in order the ranking of the divisional round playoff games in order of which I think will be the best games and the worst games. The worst games to best.
Worst game, Texans versus Ravens. I think the Ravens are the best team in the NFL. I love the Texans story. That might be some comeuppance. Three, Buccaneers-Lions. I think the Lions are really good. I know the Bucs just hammered the Eagles, but I think the Lions are legit. That atmosphere is going to be unbelievable in Detroit. Three. Two, Packers-Niners. Packers have the punching power. I know the Niners are the real machine. Jordan Love is the best quarterback playing in the playoffs. And number one, I think the best game will be Chiefs-Bills. I will talk about it a lot next week after it happens. Chiefs-Bills is for real. Take number nine. I'm running out of time. I have the funniest headline of the day. Bill Belichick interviews for Falcons' job. He's interviewing them, guys. They're not interviewing him. They're not sitting Bill Belichick down and say, so, Bill, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Bill, tell us about a time when you had a challenging situation. Well, I was investigated for deflating footballs. I was down 28-3 in the Super Bowl, and one of my players was arrested for murder. That was tough. I don't think the interview went like that. Take number one, my children had a snow day today. Snow days are better, more exciting than off days because you don't find out till you wake up, and it's pure damn magic. They don't have to scroll across the bottom of the screen anymore, but it still hits. Boom! And so does 10 Takes. With Kyle Brandt, the very program you're listening to right now. That was 10 minutes exactly. I'm going to go home right now. It is 10:44 a.m. I'm going to get home at about 11:44, and my kids are going to be bouncing off the bleeping walls with that sweet, sweet dopamine of no school because the white stuff fell out of the sky. I'm going to build some snow forts. I'm going to be chucking some snow balls. I'm going to make some snow men, snow people, snow women, snow everything. It's going to be a hell of a day at the Brandt household. Thank you for listening to me on this fine morning in January. 10 takes in 10 minutes. We'll be back next week. Enjoy the best week of football all year. Divisional round hits like no different. Next time we talk, we will know who's going to the title games, the Final Four. Love you. Thank you. See ya. Bye. 10 Takes is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more iHeartRadio pods, go to the iHeartRadio app. Go to Apple. Go anywhere you like. It'll be there.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.